Make the people see that it is not enough just to win a war, but you must win the peace as well. Peace is won with understanding and compassion. Enemies or not, they are still human. They have lain their loved ones to rest and wept over them. Their girls have cried like ours. Their mothers, too, have closed the door on rooms that will never again hear the sound of the son's voice. They, too, have prayed for peace.
You're asking for mercy for a country that has murdered millions of our blood.
I ask for mercy for us as well as them. I ask for mercy for sons still in their cradles and girls yet unborn. We told our sons if they died, the world would be made safe for the ones that followed them. I do not intend to break faith with the dead. And if we take too much, our enemies must of necessity rise and fight us again. And that's what I intend to say in Paris.
You intend to say that in Paris? Paris? You can't be thinking of leaving the country, Mr. President. Why, no president has ever done a thing like
each
that.
Each term in office brings its own problems. Each man must make his own decisions about breaking precedents. I'm going to Paris to the peace conference. I shall meet with the representatives of other nations, and I shall ask them to establish a League of Nations where the problems of the world can be solved around a conference table instead of on a battlefield. Doctor, come in, come in.
Mm-hmm. Just about what I expected. Have you any idea at all what time it is?
No, what time is it?
Almost dawn.
Really? Well, what on earth are you doing up?
Looking out for you, or trying to. You land tomorrow, you know. You said you were going to get a good night's sleep.
Well, I had a lot on my mind.
Mr. President, as your physician, I must warn you. You're going to have to get more rest, or I can't be responsible for the consequences. Now, I want you to get to bed.
See, here, you're addressing the President of the United States, Doctor.
Oh, don't try pulling your rank on me, Mr. President. Bed is the place for you.
All right, Doctor, all right. I'll be good, and I'll rest when I get to Paris.
I'll bet you will.
Mr. President, the people of France consider it a pleasure and an honor to receive you.
Thank you, Monsieur Clemenceau. I consider it a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Already in Paris for the conference are the representatives of 27 nations. Signor Orlando has already arrived from Italy. And Mr. David Lejeune will be here from London any day now.
Well, I should like to meet them both before the conference for a preliminary discussion.
That can be arranged. Perhaps in the meantime you would like to visit the battlefields where your countrymen fought so bravely.
No, I don't want to visit the battlefields until after the conference. I don't want to be swayed by emotion. I know, no matter what my resolves, that I would find it very difficult to stand on those battlefields and then attempt to deal fairly with that country.
Mr. President, you and I are at odds on this question. I don't believe that generosity will make secure the peace that we have fought so hard to win.
What security do you believe in, Monsieur Clemenceau?
Military power and only military power.
I see. Well, I shall do my best to change your mind.
France is an old nation, Mr. President. If you will forgive me, much older than yours. We have learned through the centuries that the cannon speaks louder than the human voice.
But this is a new century, Monsieur Clemenceau. And this is a smaller world. Now, this is a civilization that can destroy itself if it keeps on fighting.
Men have always fought, Mr. President. They always will.
I don't believe that. Do you intend to go along with me on the League of Nations idea?
I do not believe it is a practical idea, Mr. President.
But you are not completely opposed to it.
No, we are not completely opposed to it.
Well, then, perhaps I can convince you.
You represent a large and powerful nation, Mr. President. Perhaps you can.
Extra, extra, read about the peace conference. Extra, French press claims United States president blocking the security of France. Extra, extra. Extra, extra, peace conference moving slowly. Italian press claims Italy being cheated by...